We're learning Tehillim Lamed Gimel Yud Dalid, where the pasuk says in Tehillim, Mimchein Shivtoi Hishkiach, from Hashem's dwelling place, meaning B'Shemayim Mima'al, Hashem's dwelling place above in Shemayim, He's watching down here. Where is He watching? El Kol Yoishvei Haaretz, to all those who are Yoishvei Haaretz. So Yoishvei Haaretz, there are those that translate that to mean, explain that to mean, Haaretz is Eretz HaKadosha, Eretz Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this specific Hashkocha Pratis, a specific Hashkocha over the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's step number one. Rav Gamliel, Rabinovich Shlita, he takes this a step further. And when the words say, Mimchoin Shiftoi, from Hashem's dwelling place, Hishkiach El Kol Yoishvei Haaretz, Hishgiach El Kol Yoishvei Haaretz, that He is Mashgiach, watching over. What does it mean, Yoishvei Haaretz? He says, those who make themselves like the Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemechoin Shifta B'Shemai Ma'al Mashgiach B'Hashkoch Mi'Yichenes El Kol Yoishvei Haaretz Al Oysom B'nei Odom. Al Oysom B'nei Odom. On those people. HaMachzikim Atzvam B'Shiflus Ruach B'Bechinas Aretz. Who are living their lives with humility. Machzikim Atzvam B'Shiflus Ruach. Shiflus Ruach means with humility. There's the haughty spirit and there's the low spirit. That doesn't mean, a humble person doesn't mean he's depressed, chas v'shalom. A humble person, in fact, is more confident and happy than the arrogant person. He knows exactly his qualities, he knows exactly his kaychas, and he doesn't have to publicize him to everybody. This reminds me of the story which we had in the first Seder Weekly, I said over a few days ago. I think it's appropriate to repeat it here. Where the Beis Halevi was sitting at a group of Rabbanim, and he posed a question to the Talmidei Chum at that conference, and no one had an answer. So he gave an answer. After he gave an answer, he asked his son Reb Chaim if he has an answer, and Reb Chaim gave him a better answer. Then his father, similar to like Gemara we just had not too long ago, in the Erevin, where the son, Rebbe, had the answer that Rav Shimon Gamliel. Fine. At this meeting was the great of Itzla Petterberger, of Yitzchak Blauzer, a Talmud from Yisrael Salanter, who was known to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and the Beis Halevi, of Yosef Doiv Ber Halevi Salavechik, was surprised that Rav Yitzchak Blauzer didn't give any suggestion of an answer. Later that day, he goes to the bookshelf, Sforim Shrank, and he notices the Pre-Yitzchak, which was authored by Rav Yitzchak Blauzer. So he takes it off the shelf, he opens it up, and lo and behold, he finds the same exact question that he posed at the conference of Rabbanim. But not only did he find the same exact question, he found both answers that he gave and his son Reb Chaim gave as well. And he said over the story about the humility, the anivus, of Rav Yitzchak Blauzer. He knew the answer. He didn't want to show off. For whatever reason, he didn't felt it's not appropriate. That was his reasoning. Whatever it was. But we see over here, David Melech is teaching us in Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudalid. Number one, we have to know Hashem is watching. Mimchoin Shiftoi. Hishkiach. From where? From high above. From His dwelling place. Hishkiach, He's watching. Where is He watching? El Kol Yoishvei Haaretz. on all those who are in the land. Which land are we talking? Land specifically is Lahashem Ha'aretz Umulaya. Lahashem Ha'aretz. Which Aretz are we talking about? Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't mean to say Hashem is not watching over the other lands. But specifically, the land of Eretz Yisrael, which Baruch has a specific Hashkoch. I can personally tell you, Maisim of Hashkoch Pratis, whenever I go to Eretz Yisrael, it's unbelievable. I remember when my son went to learn that, I told him the same thing. I said, you're going to see Hashkoch Pratis in Yonim left and right. Open left and right. And I'm not talking about Nisim. Yeah. I'm talking about Hashkoch Pratis. He's there just a few weeks. Abba, you won't believe what happened. This story. That I was talking to one cousin, and all of a sudden, by the kaisel, another cousin walking by. I wasn't really supposed to be there at that time. All the time. Mimchoin shivto yeshkiach el kol yoyshe yaretz. As we just mentioned, Rabbi Gamliel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a specific hashgacha. He watches over the anavim. I want to draw your attention to the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, it's found in a few places in the Siddur, but you can find on page 118 in the Art School Siddur, the first Shemoneh Esrei of the davening, the Siddur, that's Shacharis, where we say a tefillah brought down on the base in the Gemara in Brachos, Elokai, Nitzar, Shiny Meira. We dive into Hashem. A heartfelt tefillah. My God, Elokai, Nitzar L'Shiny Meira. We're diving to Hashem, asking Hashem, what of all things we could end the Shemoneh Esrei with? We just ask for peace, praise for peace, admittance of the peace, Shevach Bakasha Hayidah. Hashem, please guard my tongue from any evil. I don't want to say any evil. Usfasai, and my lips, midabra mirma. And my lips, please guard them, that they should not be used for any deceitful words to harm anyone. Now, what happens if someone attacks me? What should my response be? Rilim kalolai. Nafshi Sidai. We said this before. Vilim Kalalai, to those who are Mekalal me. Mekal is to curse me. Now, curse does not have to be a bad word. Curse could be an attack. Attack. Someone comes and attacks you. And you're wondering, what's going on here? And you know when an attack hurts the worst? When you did something with intention to help the person. Now, we all know that expression, the road to a certain place is paved with good intentions. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a situation where the person twisted everything around. Twisted it around. And it's painful. It's very painful. It burns. There's an emotional burn. And anyone who's been there, unfortunately, you know exactly what that pain is. And we dive into Hashem three times a day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Vilim kalalai nafshi sidim. And to one who curses me, who attacks me, who pains me, what should my response be? Silence. Like Aaron HaKoyin, Vayidoim Aaron. Vayidoim Aaron. Aaron HaKoyin was silent when Nadav and Avihu were taken away from him. No complaints. Acceptance. And it's extremely difficult. Now, the reason why I brought this in here is for the next line, the next words. The next words are, what are we discussing in the Pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach El Kol Yoish V'Haaretz. And we're saying Yoish V'Haaretz are those who make themselves like the Aretz. They make themselves like, what do you do with the land? You trample on the land. You step on the ground. Someone who's humble is being stepped upon. You're not going to fight back, even though you're right. V'nafshi ka'ofer lakol tiyeh. V'nafshi, my soul, ka'ofer, should be like offer. Like the dust. Lakol tiyeh, to everyone. You don't trample on the dust. You just, it's not valuable. What's the next part of this tefillah? Look at the next part of the tefillah. After we dive into Hashem, please help me that my mouth and my lips should not harm anyone. And that if someone does harm me, I should be silent and not attack back. We now have the tefillah of worth it all. What's this tefillah now? Psach libi b'seira secha of mitzvay secha tir doif nafshi. Psach libi b'seira secha. Hashem, please open my heart b'seira secha in your Torah. In the merit v'nafshi sidaim, in merit that those who cursed me, I remain silent. I remain quiet. I did not respond. V'nafshi ke'ofer lakol tiyeh. And I let people trample over me. I let people attack me. Then we daven to Hashem. Psach libi b'seira secha. Please open my heart to comprehend, to understand your Torah HaKdosha, which is me'mal, me'al, roimam, from all above, from the highest realms, that really a human being should not be able to connect to. Permit me to be able to connect to your Torah HaKdosha, b'seira secha, uv mitzvay secha tirdef nafshi, and then my nefesh, that I should be running after your mitzvahs. You know, there are sometimes a person has a craving for something. Sometimes for food, it's not a good thing. Sometimes people are excited. They want to see family members, friends, my children. When it's 6 months to camp, they're already talking about camp. 6 months in the van, right? Can't wait to camp. They come home from camp. Ah, can't wait to camp. We're diving to Hashem that we should have this desire, this yearning to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. To do the ratzon Hashem. To do the mitzvahs. Of mitzvah secha tirdoif nafshi. Tirdoif is to be roideif, to run after the mitzvahs. That my direction, that my neshama, my nefesh, should be attuned, should be channeled, to be running to do the mitzvahs, the ratzon Hashem. And when a person's doing that, he's saying, I love you, Hashem. That's the greatest of the greatest expressions. Running to do the mitzvahs. Tirdoif nafshi. So I wanted to just tie this in over here to this pasuk. Mimchoin shivtu yishkiach el koyoshvei ha'aretz. Kapitul lamed gimel. Pasuk Yedalit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, and Hashem sees if we're being attacked. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidaim, and the person remains silent. He's watching called Yoshvei Haaretz, the downtrodden one, the one who made himself like the Aretz over here, the nafshi ka'ofer la'kol tiyeh, he made himself like the dust of the earth for all to trample on. And right after that, the Psach Libi B'Seir Secha. Who is the greatest man that ever lived? Is Moshe Rabbeinu, Adam Mikol Adam. Anav Mikol Adam. The humblest. And he was the greatest man in Limra Torah and Torah HaKdosha. Gave us the Torah HaKdosha. The greatest of the greatest. The greatest man that ever lived was the humblest of all men. And how many times throughout his life was he attacked? Dosan and Aviram. Koyrach Vadosoy. The Erev Rav. Non-stop. And Dustin Vavirim, and Dustin Vavirim. You wonder, like, what's going on over here? This is the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's teaching us the lesson. A psach libi b'ser secha in the schus and the merit of ka'ofer nashi ka'ofer la'kol tiyah. Beautiful lesson, beautiful message from the pasuk here. Mimchoin shivtoi hishgiach from the dwelling place of Hashem, where he is on high above, he's watching over El Kol Yoishei Haaretz, all those who live on the land. Of course, the Pashup Shot is the whole entire world. More specifically, Haaretz refers to Eretz HaKdoisha, Eretz Yisrael. The Ashkochom Yuchedes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Eretz Yisrael, which is, we have to elaborate on that another time even more. And then, it's the individual who makes himself like the Oretz. What is the Oretz? Oretz is land. The land is one who tramples and steps on it. And it should be a Zoyche, that one who is able to fulfill this, is a Psach Libi B'Sarisecha reward, who Mesveisecha Tirdoif Nafshi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our hearts to the Torah HaKadosh, and that we should be running to do the mitzvahs.